This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. The marriage of rock and bluegrass might seem an odd combination, but for the bluegrass group The Hillbenders, it works. South by Southwest Music Festival co-founder Lewis Myers approached The Hillbenders to tackle The Who's rock opera Tommy several years ago. Myers produced the album and managed the accompanying tour until his death 2 years ago. GLT's John Norton reports The Hillbenders are still touring with Tommy, including in central Illinois.
This is the overture, bluegrass style, to the rock opera Tommy being performed by the Hillbenders. Guitarist Jim Ray says the death of Lewis Myers was a huge blow to the band, but they decided they wanted to plow ahead with Myers' vision in the wake of his unexpected death. Jim Ray said Myers was central to the success of both the show and the band.
If it wasn't for him, then, you know, I'm not sure what we'd be doing right now. He was a huge part of us really moving forward and moving up and opening a lot of doors for us. So,
when he first came to you, how well did you know The Who, and how well did you actually know the rock opera itself, Tommy?
We're not exactly bluegrass traditionalists. A lot of people come to the music through family growing up. Our dobro player did kind of have that upbringing in the traditional bluegrass and country world, but the rest of us, you know, had other musical influences. Rock and roll and classic rock in particular on my end was a huge deal. My folks' record collection, you know, when I turned 12, 13, 14, that thing got drug out. Next thing you know, I'm living those records basically every day. So I definitely knew The Who, and I knew the original Tommy record. My mother took me to see it after I kind of got into the Who and some other classic rock. The Broadway show came to our community theater. I fell in love with Tommy and got the CD the next day, and so I knew it. The other guys didn't know. They knew The Who. They didn't know Tommy as much, but we all trusted Lewis. And I agreed to be the musical director since I knew it so well. I was ecstatic and chomping at the bit to do something like that.
The number of songs itself to learn must have been a challenge in itself. What are the other challenges you faced in putting this together?
Well, we have two guys in California and three in Missouri. So, yeah, obviously learning them, just a lot of charting and back and forth on the internet, sending, I would make demos and send people those to practice too. And just the sheer distance of being apart from each other and not being able to actually practice them until we were on tour or whatever. A lot of vocal stuff that we had to look at, but, you know, we were accustomed to doing, you know, harmonies. So that wasn't quite as tricky as trying to fill the Keith Moon void, the drummer of The Who. He was eccentric, he was ecstatic, excitable, and a big part of The Who sound. So trying to fill that was difficult, but our acoustic instruments had some percussive qualities that lent itself to that. And our dobro player, we call him the Keith Moon of the dobro. And he gets very percussive on his instrument and very excitable as well.
One or two of the tougher songs that you had to noodle out?
Man, you know, thinking back, the vocal part on Cousin Kevin, it's kind of a shorter one. It's about Tommy's evil cousin that when he babysits him, you know, he tortures him and does all sorts of nasty things to him. But Cousin Kevin, the vocal part on that was very tricky because the song wasn't necessarily key-centered, meaning it would switch keys with basically every chord change in the first half of the song. And so we had to follow that vocally, which is a little bit more tricky. And so it took some time. I'm Free, which was kind of the second single next to Pinball Wizard. It was kind of tricky just rhythmically to flip it to bluegrass. Most of the others flip to a bluegrass feel all right, but we definitely wanted to keep the original vibe of the record. We didn't want to make it too hokey or, kicking hay bales around, square dancing type feel. We want a true Who fan to be able to respect it and enjoy it still, too.